But I think that since the city council and the mayor took that first move to say that we can't do it on our own, we need help from the court, they opened up the floodgate for intervention. And what has proven to be true so far, with the latest negotiations with the fire department and with the municipal workers, they're giving concessions. And why didn't the city council and the mayor do that on their own? So what do you do in a situation where you've got a mayor and a city council that either doesn't have the courage to renegotiate contracts or the wherewithal to solve the problem? Do you just let the city go under when there are resources to be able to help the citizens of that town? It's a great constitutional question. I'm not a lawyer, but I think that the town officials in Central Falls really blew this one. This situation could have been avoided.